Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. I'm Jeff Gamet. Today is Wednesday, November 26th, 2014. And with me today, I have awesome writers. I have John Martellaro. How are you, John?
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving pre-day.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving pre-day to you. And Kelly Gumont, how are you today?
I'm well, Jeff, and happy Thanksgiving Eve to you.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving hugs for everyone. And for those of you that are outside the United States that are thinking, wait, what? Tomorrow, Thursday, is the Thanksgiving holiday in the United States, which reminds me, we will not be recording a show on Thanksgiving or on Friday. So this is the last show of the week, and we'll be back on Monday, which gives us plenty of time to recover from the family-induced hangovers that we are likely to experience tomorrow. Or at least I am likely to experience tomorrow.
And also food coma.
And food coma. Although, for me, the food comas typically don't happen because try as my family might, they just can't wrap their head around what dairy-free means. And so when I show up to Thanksgiving dinner, I've always packed some snacks to bring along for myself because there will be all of these gluten-free products that they have purchased just for me, and all of them have dairy in them, and I can't.
Gluten-free. How clever. Yes.
Yeah.
But covered in cheese.
Yeah, or made with milk. And I'm like, oh, that's so nice. I can't eat that. But we spent so much money on it.
And swing
I
and
still
a miss.
Can't eat it. Yeah. But I do appreciate the fact that they try and take my dietary restrictions into account. And I drink lots of wine, and it's awesome.
Hooray.
So anyhow, I guess enough about my personal life and traumas. I thought we could start off by carrying on sort of with the theme. Yesterday, Kelly, you talked about where to find really good iPad deals. Mm-hmm. And you have followed that up with a piece on where to find good iPhone deals. Mm-hmm. And so I thought we could take a look at that real quick.
But before you start, Kelly, I wanted to tell you about a really great deal I saw on TV last night.
Okay.
It's an RCA tablet on sale at Walmart, Black Friday, $29, 7-inch screen with an RCA label. You know what that means. It's a white box out of Asian Rim. 7-inch tablet for $29. What a deal. I think that would save you so much money compared to buying an iPad mini.
John, are you drunk?
John's already into the Thanksgiving wine, is how it sounds.
No kidding.
Well, as long as we're looking for bargains, I thought I'd tell you about that one I saw.
You know, and the funny thing is, as soon as you said RCA tablet, my thought was, how thick is it? Because I have this one table that's wobbly.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. All right, Kelly. So,
if we limit it to iPhones, first of all, I do want to sort of start with an asterisk on this one. With an iPad, you don't end up having necessarily as much tie to a service provider, I guess is the best way to put it. You don't need a carrier for an iPad. You can get one. You don't need one. So for a lot of people, an iPad is a really good gift. With a phone, you are making a 2-year commitment to a mobile provider on someone else's behalf. So you may want to think this all the way through unless you're going to just buy it outright, in which case none of the deals are really for you anyway. So I just want to make sure that we point that out ahead of time. Like, unless this is prearranged or maybe for yourself, then this may not be the best way to go. So to start with, if you have a Sam's Club in your area, they are, I believe it's Friday, they have an open house where you don't have to be a member. It's sort of like Costco for people who are familiar with Costco. You have to be a member. It's a warehouse club. They sell everything, you know, by the pallet. And they will have the iPhone 6 for $99 with a 2-year contract. All of these are predicated on a 2-year contract, all of these deals. So
wow. And you don't have to be a member on Friday. You just show up and go in like any other retail store.
Well, their flyer says they're having open shopping on one of the days, and I don't remember if it's Friday or Saturday, and their ad isn't clear about when the actual deal starts on these. They have 10 to 15 per store is what it says in the ad, and there's a link to it in my piece on the site. So you can see if you can sort it out, because I honestly couldn't. If you have a Sam's Club in your area, maybe you can just call them and ask. So they will have an iPhone 6 for $99. Now, for $79 for people who maybe don't want the size of the 6 or you know, whatever, if you want a 5S, which still has the Touch ID and the nice processor and a beautiful screen, they're all gorgeous, you can get one of those for $79 in Target and Walmart and Best Buy. And Target will give you a $30 gift card. And I believe Walmart's giving some sort of gift card, but I don't remember the price on that one. So the other thing that you can do is another Target deal that I thought was notable was if you are looking for a gift, maybe for your parents, maybe it's your responsibility to keep them current on technology. If you wanted to get someone a 5C, Target has them for a penny, which doesn't sound like a super good deal because they're kind of always the free phone. However, at Target, if you get a 5C, they will hand you a $30 Target gift card. So you actually make $29.99 on this phone if you go through Target to get one.
Kelly, have you noticed any time restrictions? Because I've been watching the fine print on some of these TV ads, and I saw one the other night that said this offer is good for 1 hour after the store opens or something like that.
Mostly, I think what they are is, they're time-related in that this is when they kick off. I'm not seeing, except for the Sam's Club deal, I'm not seeing numbers, any other sort of numbers on them. Some of them are also online deals, so if you jump on right at 6 o'clock on Thursday night or 5 o'clock on Thursday night, depending which retailer you're looking at, you can get one or the other of those, and you can also do it online. And in the links that I have in the articles, it will tell you exactly what the time is, if it's in-store only or if it's in-store and online. And they do have the times on them when those deals start.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to that because the store is going to be really crowded. You got to get there just the right time. They don't have too many of the product. Mm-hmm. So it's a little dicey.
But this year, more of them are in-store and online, which I found to be super handy because for a lot of people, that's an important thing. And if you also look at the site from yesterday, there's a link to early access to some Best Buy Black Friday deals. And I know also if you're looking just for general shopping, Amazon doesn't have any deals on Apple stuff, but if you're looking for other things, they've got some crazy lightning deals going on right now. So you can get, I think every 10 minutes a new one comes up and they've got a wide variety of stuff that's happening there. So that might be a good place to check as well. But like I said, for phones, you can obviously there are a bunch of different price points if you're looking to get someone an Android phone. But primarily when it comes to the Apple devices, you can get an iPhone 5S for $79, and it's $179 with varying degrees of gift card spiff in with those from other retailers. So aside from Sam's Club, if you want a 6, it's $179. And which isn't too good of a deal. That's why you have to sort of factor the gift cards into account. Some of them are, I think, $30, and then there's $50 or $75. I think Walmart is a $75 gift card for a 6.
Awesome. And thank you for taking the time to dig into all of these different deals and figure out what's up. That was awesome. Okay, so to go along with that, if you're hunting for gift ideas for the people on your Kwanzaa list or Festivus list or whatever, we are working on our Mac Observer holiday gift guide right now, and that will be published soon. And we have a lot of really cool stuff in our gift guide this year. So be watching for that. And the other thing I wanted to take a look at today, this was this comes out of a piece that I wrote this morning. I wrote an article where I offered up some of what I think are really good ideas for Thanksgiving related apps for your iPhone and iPad, and specifically, so if you need to come up with some ideas for what to prepare for your meals tomorrow, check out Joy of Cooking. It's a $7 app, and I know a lot of people are like, OMG, $7, way too much. Which I disagree. For $7, you're getting a full-on cookbook with just scads of recipes for everything you can imagine, and it has everything built into the app, so you don't need to have an internet connection to look at content like you do with some other apps. Plus, it builds your shopping list for you. It gives you suggestions for things that you can make. And as you're making a recipe, you can use voice commands to advance to the next step so that you don't actually have to touch the screen and get cookie dough or whatever all over your screen, unless you're into that, in which case, just get on with yourself and have fun. And, wow, I can't believe I just said that. Anyhow, it's a really great app, and yeah, there you go. So $7, and then if you're just not sure what sort of wines to pick for your meals, check out Vivino Wine Scanner. It's a free app, and what you do is you take the camera on your iPhone, point it at a wine label, take a photograph, and it figures out what it is. And it tells you all about the wine. It gives you ratings, and then you can add your own rating to the wine if you want. If it's a wine that's not in the Vivino database, then it will offer a suggestion for what it thinks is a similar wine. But then the people behind the app, they actually go and research the wine that you took a photograph of and add it to the database and let you know when it's in there. Which I thought was really cool, and you can take a photograph of a wine list in a menu, and it scans the list and it tells you about every wine on the list and gives you a rating for it. So you can go into a grocery store if you're in a state where you can actually do that, or like Colorado where you have to go just to a liquor store, and start photographing wine labels to figure out what's going to be best for your taste and for your meal plans. If you do the $5 in-app purchase, then you can create your own, I guess, virtual wine cellar. And so you can keep your own wine cellar database with all of your favorite wines categorized. So anyhow, but for free, you can just use it, walk into a store and start taking photographs and figure out what you want. Now, I'm curious if you guys, and I'm totally putting you on the spot, I know that, if you guys have any apps that you think would be a great addition to someone's holiday app list.
Well, I was looking at my iPhone, guys, and I noticed that I still have G-Park, capital G-Park. It's not for sale anymore, but it still works, and it falls into the category of the Park My Car apps. And I'm sure there are other ones that are currently out there that you can use. And what it does is it uses the GPS coordinates of your phone. And when you get out of the car, you tap a button and it logs where you are. And some of them will even have a map that will walk you back to your car. And, you know, at the holidays, you may end up going to a mall you've never been to before with friends for shopping, or you're shopping in an unusual place, maybe downtown area, and you want to remember where the heck your car is and all the holiday bustle. And so an app like that could come in really handy and be a stress reliever.
And I think it's awesome you picked an app that that no one can get now.
Well, as I said, there's other apps out there.
That's true. And I'm just giving you a hard time because I love you, John.
Well, I just never updated it because it's so cool. And it's, like I said, it just sits there on my phone and still works.
All right. So a good parking tracking app. Okay.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
Cool.
Now, I know there's an official Butterball app. So for
That's
people
right.
who have the side dishes licked, but the turkey maybe, or if you just need a little bit of troubleshooting assistance, or maybe it just makes you feel better that you have it in case you need it. There's the Butterball app, which is official and pretty awesome as well. You were talking, since you mentioned a cooking one.
What does this app do?
It's basically reference. It's similar to the Joy of Cooking, and it gives you tips on turkey. You can use different recipes. There's some troubleshooting, I believe, in the app where, we're trying to eat dinner, and I need to, you know, the turkey isn't.
Oh, I bet it gives you a cooking time. I bet a lot of people don't know the 20 minutes per pound rule, so they need an app to tell them that it's 220 minutes for an 11-pound turkey.
Yeah. Or you put it in a bag, and then it takes a couple of hours instead of three. Different things like that. Anyway, it's got a lot of useful stuff in it. And if you're somebody who maybe is a little bit nervous and just need to have that actually in your back pocket, you can. And another one that I would pick for Thanksgiving is a group app. And normally I would pick Space Team because it's really fun, but you have to have everybody install it first. So the one that I would pick instead is a game called Heads Up, because then you can play with everybody, but it only needs to be on one phone. So the way it works is it's sort of a guessing game. So you hold your phone up against your forehead with the screen out, and someone else in the room is trying to get you to guess the things that are coming up on your phone. And so what you do is you use a gesture to advance. So if the person says pass, you do one thing. I think you rotate your phone from horizontal to vertical. And then when you get it right, then you tip your phone down away from your forehead and then back up again. And then it advances to the next category automatically. So you hold your phone up to your head and then someone else is getting you to guess. And there's a number of different topics you can use. So there's sports and there's entertainment and different things. And that way you can play with everybody, but you don't have to spend a bunch of time troubleshooting. Here's how you install an app on your phone for people who may not know. You can just use this as a group game and share with everybody.
You know, one of the apps that comes to mind, I don't have any on my phone because I haven't flown recently, but those are airline tracking apps. Each airline has its own app that you can look up the flight, find out where it is, if it's delayed, get the status so that if you're flying over the river and through the woods or somebody's coming to see you, you can kind of keep tabs on things.
Now, FlightTrack will do that, and it's airline agnostic. It'll just give you whatever mm-hmm. flights you give it. So if you're the home base and you have a number of people that you need to coordinate, something like FlightTrack would give you that opportunity because you just save – you search for the flight, you save it, and once it's saved, you get the alerts on it. So it'll tell you it's taking off in 2 hours, they've started boarding, the plane is taking off, and then also if the landing time changes, a lot of times that doesn't happen until the plane is in the air and they find out how much tailwind or headwind they're fighting against.
Right.
So after you see that the plane has departed, then – and the funny thing about it for me – is that when you use it, if you have the sound on your phone, it goes bum, bum, just like the little airline chime when you're on the plane and they want to get your attention. So, you know, so particularly like I've had a bunch of travel to coordinate lately for different folks. And so my phone will be in my pocket and go bum, bum. And I'm like, oh, I see my in-laws flight is going to be 15 minutes earlier than planned.
That can be either a stress reliever or a stress inducer, come to think of it.
Right, but the other thing that's nice about it is that at
what?
In the air, you can.
We lost you for a second, Kelly. All right, and it looks like we're having some technical issues.
We were about used up our time anyway, didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, we have. So we'll just take that as a good indication it's time to just wrap up. And so thanks for being such sports when I put you on the spot about apps. And Kelly, thank you so much for being here today.
Certainly, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. And John, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, indeed. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
That's right. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. And don't forget that we are taking Thursday and Friday off. So we will see everyone again on Monday. Everyone have a wonderful 4-day weekend.